Supposedly, eyelash tools date back to ancient Egypt. And whether we're talking about mascara, eyelash extensions, or magnetic eyelashes, the point is clear. We as humans have been and continue to be obsessed with eyelashes. No one knows this better or pushes the boundaries with eyelashes further than Ingrid Victoria, the creator and founder of Chimera Lashes. Hi, Ingrid. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Kelly. I'm so happy to be here.
Us too. So when did you first get your inspiration to start creating these lashes?
So a couple of years ago, I was working on a little promo Mardi Gras photo shoot with my friend and head dressmaker, Caroline Thomas. And I was trying to think how I could balance, you know, the weight of what's on the head along with what's on the face as well. And, you know, years past, I've seen, you know, makeup artists, you know, make feather lashes or, you know, paper lashes. It's not like an incredibly new idea. And it was something that I flagged and put in the back of my mind, just something that I wanted to experiment with. Turns out that was the perfect day to experiment with it. And 15 minutes before the first model came, I like whipped some up, really beautiful pair, like a red and yellow gradient. And when the pictures came out on social media, everyone was commenting on the lashes. And a couple days later, my now business partner, Angie Jackson, you know, she came to me and she was so happy to help me with this venture and be a part of it. And she asked, you know, like, do you want to be business partners with me on this? And I said, hell yeah. And the rest is history.
And then you have a very mythological approach to the eyelashes you create. What is it that draws you to either like pushing the boundaries or what others would consider the extent to which lashes can go? Because yours are very long and they're lush. So talk about the mythological aspect of it.
If anyone knows me, they know that I like to push boundaries and I like shock value and the art that I create and a lot of my makeup looks. So it's not surprising for me to have come down this path to have created, you know, these outlandish, crazy eyelashes, just leveling up what could be an ordinary look to something much more fantastical.
So now I feel like I have to ask you, what's your favorite pair you've ever made?
That's a good question. I've been experimenting more with cutting them up and stacking them in different ways. Or you can use them as bottom lashes, too. Those are great for super newbies who may be afraid of putting them, you know, on their upper lid. And also really good for people who wear lashes. They won't get in the way so much if they're on the lower area.
So we talked about this a little bit, but with Mardi Gras coming up, everyone is always looking for eye inspiration. So what have been some of your most inspiring clients or creations?
What I've been really getting into recently is illusion work and, you know, playing more around with fantasy makeup. That's my favorite kind of makeup to do. And contouring in a way to, like, completely change the shape of my eyes or nose or, like, any particular facial feature. So that's what's really been getting my socks off right now, just, like, playing in that world.
So I should ask this. So what's up next for Chimera Lashes? What do you have coming up? What's next?
So I'll actually be hosting a makeup workshop on February 16th at the Art Garage. That's 2231 St. Claude, from noon to 2. And the whole class will be about how to accentuate one's facial features using really simple embellishments and accessories. So that's my biggest thing coming up.
We've been talking with makeup artist Ingrid Victoria, creator and founder of Chimera Lashes. For more information on her and her lashes, you can visit chimeralashes.com and vianolavie.org. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Kelly. It was a pleasure.
For Nola V and In New Orleans, I'm Kelly Crawford.